This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's congressional delegation is backing up Governor Jared Polis's request for a major disaster aid declaration. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The federal declaration would help free up federal funds and aid to deal with the aftermath of the Lee and Elk wildfires in Rio Blanco County. Successful recovery is essential to restoring the county's economy, Colorado's congressional lawmakers wrote. According to the state, the fires caused more than $27 million worth of damage. Polis sent in the request last week. This comes as the Trump administration has been taking longer to approve disaster aid requests and have denied some. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, attorneys for Marshall Fire survivors hope to finalize individual settlement agreements for their clients by November. CPR's Ishan Takwar.
Xcel Energy and two telecom companies agreed to pay $640 million to settle claims that they helped spark the 2021 Marshall Fire. That money will be divided among insurance companies, public entities like Boulder County, and individual property owners. But each must still sign off on the deals their lawyers negotiated. Both sides will meet in November to provide an update to the court. Here's one of the plaintiff's attorneys, James Avery.
What we're working toward is having all the 4,000 individual plaintiffs sign an individual settlement agreement and have those all submitted to Xcel.
Actually, receiving settlement funds may take time. An attorney for Singleton Schreiber, which is also representing survivors, said they hope to get checks to their clients by the end of the year. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.